The Long Island Railroad settlement solves a political headache for Governor Cuomo. As WNYC's Karen Rouse reports, Cuomo waited until the last minute to step in.
I have a day job also, so if I don't have to get involved, better I don't.
That's Governor Cuomo on why he didn't get involved earlier in talks between Long Island Railroad workers and the MTA. Last week, when the two sides hit a wall in negotiations, Cuomo refused to intervene, saying only Congress had the power to prevent a strike. But Congress kicked it back to the governor, who waited until talks broke down again to take action. The governor said he gave no thought to the last LIRR strike in 1994. His father, who was then governor, lost re-election to a fourth term later that year. Retired transit historian Peter Derrick, who was at the MTA in 94, said the stakes were not as high this time, but memories are long.
He was hesitant because his father did get involved and got burned as a result of it.
This time, history did not repeat itself. For WNYC, I'm Karen Rouse.